Yes, you do what you like. How were you? Had that mini stroke, Chris. How are you?
I'm all right, actually.
What happened?
I've been filming out in Burma for the railways again. I come from Bolivia, I've been to Burma, I had a ridiculous schedule after Christmas, which is the kind of thing I put my name down for, and I love doing it. And when I got to Bangkok Airport, I felt a bit strange getting on the plane, but by the time I got up to 39,000 feet and sort of settled back, my arm and my leg, my right arm and leg, became completely paralysed. And I thought, wow, this is... It sounds pathetic. Now, I kind of thought it was, oh, it's cramp, you know. Because it kind of went away, you know, and, oh, it's all right, and all this stuff. And slowly, it just kept happening. That was the longest, the worst 12-hour flight of my life.
So were you in pain, or was it just numb?
Just numb, but and also the face started to drop and all that. I kind of knew after a few hours. I thought, I know enough about, you know, strokes to know that I think that's what's happening.
So you're trapped in midair at one point, knowing you've had a stroke.
Yeah, I thought I was going to die in my seat. The crew was still in Bangkok. And I know it sounds daft. I didn't tell anybody because I thought, what can they do? We're in midair over somewhere like Iran. You know, let's put me down in Tehran's finest hospital or Baghdad or somewhere.
Could you stand up and walk, or were you trapped in your seat?
I couldn't, and then I could. I couldn't, and then I could. I got up, went to the loo, that was fine, got back, and then I couldn't get up again. When we finally landed, I came down and I thought, I'm fine, I'm all right. And I stood up and got my handbag and put that over my shoulder, started going up the plane. And then the leg sort of went a bit. And people were saying, are you all right, Chris? And I said, yeah, I'm fine. People recognise it. And then, you know, I started that long, long walk in all airports to, you know, through the passport control and escalators and all that. I was desperate to get through to Jane, who was waiting the other side, knew nothing about all this. And basically, I collapsed. I just sort of keeled over with my bag.
Before you got to her?
Before I got the passport control or whatever, I just sort of thought, I can't go any further. And a wonderful couple grabbed me and said, you know, you're not right. Quick, I'm going to get your trolley. And I have to say, at that point, I mean, Heathrow, which I have maligned many times, they were brilliant. And they had paramedics, police came out to go and sort Jane out and this and that. I mean, they were wonderful. And I was in an ambulance and shooting into Charing Cross Hospital within sort of 5 minutes of almost of getting off the plane. They were absolutely brilliant. And that hospital is so geared to strokes. I mean, thank God I didn't stay in Bangkok or, you know, Tehran or whatever. And I'm fine. I mean, it's been a rough 2 months. I was very frightened. I mean, I was very frightened.
Were you? At what point were you frightened?
Were you? Well, you know,
but at what point
that night,
do you know how serious it was? What point?
Yeah, well, obviously I knew by then it was a stroke, and I could not move my arm or my leg. So getting in, I mean, they rushed me in, put me in bed. I mean, seeing Jane's face holding my hand, and then the kids the next morning coming out, I mean, everybody was very frightened. And also you get that thing that you know, and they tell you anyway, you know, for the next 48, 72 hours, you might well have a second stroke, and usually if you do, they're much worse. I mean, that night, I didn't sleep at all. I was absolutely exhausted, but I didn't dare close my eyes, just in case I didn't wake up again. And they pump you for all the drugs and pills. And then slowly the next day, a little bit of the hand came back. My kids are watching, they go, Dad, your arm. I went, yeah, I did a bit. And then it went down again. I mean, it's very scary. And then slowly, within about 3 days, I was lifting my arm, my legs sort of walked, you know, shuffled. And within a fortnight, I was out of hospital. I spent the last 2 months doing loads of physio. I've lost loads of weight.
Have you?
I'm a thing of beauty. But I mean, and I'm fine. I'm probably, realistically, I mean, you and I could not have this conversation a month ago. I couldn't speak properly, you know. Voice is good now. I've had a lot of speech therapy. Arm and legs are fine. I reckon I'm about 90% good.
I didn't. I didn't know it had been that serious, Chris. I didn't realise that you needed
strokes. Are 1 in 3 die? I think so. They're not great, Rich, are they?
No, they're not. They're certainly not good news.
No, they're not great. I'm good. I'm fine. I'm very lucky. You know, I'm physically tough, but I'm very lucky.
God. Are you physically completely back now?
Nearly. Okay. Nearly. I'm fishing.
Okay, good. Well, that's the main thing. Listen, Chris, it's always great to speak to you.
Thank you.
I may see you next Friday at the D-Day commemorations as well.
We're bound to spot each other on the beach, aren't we? You, me, the Prime Minister, Obama and the Queen. I'll spot you.
I will find you because you're about 7 feet tall.
That's true.
Dad's War, Father Soldier Hero by Chris Tarrant is excellent and it's out now.
Coming up next.